Kid Sports Presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
And the pace is up there at 17-14. 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Tobin at the high post tries to get it to Williams. Lorenzo comes after the ball. Drives, shoots, misses. Burr is not boxed out, and he'll lay it up and in.
Tonight, it's a Lou Platt Conference doubleheader in Donovan as the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals host the Kearney Catholic Stars. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Here's a three-pointer that's no good, and the rebound tipped out to Whitney Colling. Off the miss three. Colling to the left-hand corner. Skip pass Prasoski. Quick three from Allie. It's good. Allie Prasoski with her second three-point bucket.
Tonight's girls game features an undefeated Kearney Catholic squad trying to get their 16th straight win, while both boys squads are trying to stay in the race for their regular season conference title. It's the Stars and Cardinals coming up next, but first, a New Tech Seed pregame show. We're joined Classic Hits Sports Director Doug Duda live from Donovan right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back, everyone, to Donovan Trumbull High School for Game 2 of tonight's Lou Platt Conference doubleheader between the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals and the Kearney Catholic Stars. Our boys' matchup features the 7-7 Stars, who have not lost any of those seven games by more than 9 points, and the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals, who had their 8-game winning streak snapped last Thursday night against Gibbon and then bounced back with a win against Adams Central. And a lot of games have been on the road, but finally, Donovan Trumbull is home, and they are home for the rest of the season minus one game. Donovan Trumbull actually plays Norfolk Catholic in the Heartland Hoops Classic, but everything else is home, except for the conference tournament. So a chance to really put a run together here as the Cardinals in all have 7 more home games this season. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show along with our producer engineer Stacy Johns and Jeff Babel. I'm Doug Duda. Our girls game tonight, after a kind of a slow start, Kearney Catholic turned on the Jets in the last couple minutes of the first quarter and never looked back at a 67-28 win over Donovan Trumbull. Kearney Catholic will get ready to host Seward on Thursday night, and Donovan Trumbull's girls are there with the boys in action against Thayer Central and against Superior coming up this weekend. We will take a look at the starting lineups and get you ready for our second game tonight, the boys' contest, right after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show as we take a look at tonight's starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank, taking your banking and making it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. First off, for the Stars of Kearney Catholic, number 1 is a 5'9" senior, Matt Moore. Number 11, 6'2" senior, Blake Holtmeyer. Number 12, 5'10" senior, Derek Jackson. Number 13, 6' junior, Zach Jackson. And number 14, 5'9" freshman, Brady Holtmeyer. Head coach is Scott Carlin of the 7-7 Stars, and we'll look at Donovan Trumbull after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Quick. Move out of the way.
way, is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers!
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
Find a truckload of savings on the tires you need at CPI Mr. Tire. The Agra Radial 3 is a real performer that reduces fuel costs and downtime. The 480 ADR46 is on sale now for $1,500 installed. Call for current prices on tractor tires in the size you need. Because if we don't have it and we can't get it, then they don't make it. CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of central Nebraska.
All right, we're back to continue our look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. We ran down Kearney Catholic starters. Down for Donovan Trumbull, number three, is a 5'9" senior, Jordan Slough. Number five, a 6'5" senior, Creighton Burr. Number 10, a 5'7" senior, Lorenzo Williams. Number 23, a 6'5" senior, Grady Cook. And number 25, 6-foot senior, Riley Wiltfong. The head coach of the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals is Steve Hartman, assisted by Jeff Kiesling, Kellenberg, and Matt Harmon. 10-2 for the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. And in the latest high school basketball rankings, they are ranked 9th in the Omaha World Herald, and in the Lincoln Journal Star, they also set in the number 9 slot. And that is a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank, Five Points Bank of Kearney. And we'll tip it off after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation, a very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River, Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Well, Jeff, you look tonight, one of the stories is going to be Jordan Slough. He barely warmed up tonight. He is still trying to work out the back that he injured late in the game against Gibbon on Friday, and if he can't go, that may take a key cog off the floor, not necessarily scoring, but a leader.
Yeah, and he's one of their better perimeter players, and he can distribute the ball. He's one of their better assist guys. I think he leads the team in assists. In fact, he likes to get Burr the ball, and Burr's their big leading scorer. So, in fact, of maybe not having Slough there to get the ball to Burr, Kearney Catholic could try to attack him.
Doug Duda, Jeff Mabel with you here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We're ready to get things underway. This should be a good one, Jeff.
Yeah, I've been looking forward to this one for a while. Kearney Catholic, if they can piece it together, can take Donovan tonight.
And Kearney Catholic wins the tip. Jackson drives. You've got two Jacksons and two Holtmeyers out there, Derek and Zach, Blake and Brady. And they're playing catch with a basketball. Blake Holtmeyer decides to make the first move of the game. Left-hand runner comes off the glass, no good. Rebound brought down by Lorenzo Williams. Long outlet pass into the front court to Creighton Burr. Back to the trailer, Williams. Dud won it. Back over to Burr. He pull-up jumper from 17. No good. Ball is tapped out into the hands of Derek Jackson. Jackson brings it up on the left side. We could see a lot of running and gunning in this basketball game here tonight. It just depends if the ball goes in the hole or not. Matt Moore up top. Now kicks it back to Jackson. The lane is open. He'll pull up, have his shot blocked from behind by Creighton Burr. Take it away. Outlet pass Slough on the left wing. Stops right there at the arc. Back to the trailer. Burr to Williams. Spreading it against the Kearney Catholic 2-3 zone. And we'll slow it down here. Minute into the ballgame, looking for our first points. Wiltfong kicks it to Williams. Wiltfong rotates through to the left wing. Stars keeping up with hitter Burr on the high post to Slough. Down to Cook. To Williams, who's not afraid to take the jumper, and he does, and he hits it from 16, and our first points of the ball game belong to Donovan Trumbull. Also be interested to see how much Slough shoots the basketball here, Jeff. I think he already just passed up an open shot as Kearney Catholic drops the ball out of bounds and a turnover. But if Slough, and you can tell that he's hurt, and you can tell that he's not shooting it, then you don't have to cover him, and that really makes a difference. You can play 5-on-4.
Yeah, and that's his first instinct when he gets the ball. He just dishes it instead of nobody maybe looking to get his shot. He thinks you know, with his back, I probably won't be the best first option tonight, so he looks to give it away.
And here comes Donovan Trumbull. There's second chance down the floor here. Slough looking Cook. He's kind of double-teamed, so he gives it to Williams. Everything around the perimeter. Slough kicks it into the corner to Wilt. Fong down on the baseline. Burr tries to make some room. He's behind the basket. One dribble, lays it up and in. Stars will not have anybody that can match up with Burr one-on-one, 6'5", and with those kind of moves, the Stars throw up a terrible shot at the other end. The ball barely hits the glass, and here comes Donovan Trumbull the other way. And here's Williams, top of the circle to Burr. Burr, one dribble to the right side. Here's a three-pointer, Wilt Fong, and it is 7-0, Donovan Trumbull. And Kearney Catholic trying to withstand this early run here as Donovan Trumbull looks good here. They've got one outside, got a couple inside. Now Jackson at the other end. Back out Holtmeyer. Blake cut off there by Cook. Kicks it out to Jackson. That is Zach to Moore into the corner to Derek. Back to Moore on the rotation. Matt up top to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer likes to get inside, but kind of a size mismatch. They can double it with Burr and with Cook. And now they get it to the younger Holtmeyer, and Brady will sneak in there with a left-handed layup and get the Stars on the board. 7-2, Donovan Trumbull. Stars able to put some pressure on when they make the bucket. It's a catch-22 as Burr takes a long straightaway three. No good. Rebound poked back out there by Cook. And so what the Stars love to do, reach over the top and poke that ball out of there, burned them at the other end twice, and here's Cook with a layup as he comes down the middle of the lane, gets a nice feed, and it's 9-2. Donovan Trumbull up by 7, 4:50 to go here in the first quarter of play. Blake Holtmeyer trying to follow Jackson into the lane, kicks it out for a three-pointer. It's no good by Zach, and the rebound brought down by Cook. Slough lets traffic move by, and he'll bring it into the front court right side. To the trailer, Cook over the wing to Wilt Fong. Burr and Holtmeyer going at it inside. Now they get it down to Burr, and Holtmeyer knocks it out of his hands, out of bounds, and it'll stay with Donovan Trumbull. In for Kearney Catholic will be Harrison Pierce and Tyler Mestel, and the Jacksons will check out. Donovan Trumbull ball on the baseline. They try to lob it into Burr. Tough pass, and he cannot control it. It was just underthrown. Too well defended, basically. Probably shouldn't have tried it, and it's turned over. Here's Holtmeyer at the other end on Cook. Got Cook in the air. A lot of contact. Holtmeyer got it back. A lot of contact again. Rebound brought down by Brady Holtmeyer, and a foul call. Two free throws for Brady Holtmeyer. He'll go to the line and shoot two. So they're letting him bang a lot at both ends here in the first few minutes, Jeff, and that's probably more beneficial for Donovan Trumbull. A little bit bigger, a little bit more physical team.
Yeah, Cook and Burr down low are probably the bigger physical, but Kearney Catholic showed a lot of grit there, getting two offensive rebounds before getting the foul and getting to the free throw line.
The foul was on Jordan Slough, and the freshman Brady Holtmeyer strokes the first one up and through. Second free throw on the way, and that is also good. Donovan Trumbull 9, Kearney Catholic 4, 4:11 to go here in the first quarter. Full court pressure by the Stars, and Jordan Slough tried to step through the double team, and they're going to call him for a travel. Cardinal fans didn't like that one, but just if you just get a little hooked up trying to step through a double team, you're always going to stutter, take that little quarter step, and that's where you get dinged. Whether it was on that one or not, I wasn't sure, but it was close. Mestel on the inbounds, drives, loses his man, puts up an off-balance shot, it scores. So Kearney Catholic cuts it to 3 after being down by 7 here in the early going, midway through quarter number 1, 9-6. Left wing Williams, quick 3. That one's no good. Long rebound to Burr, all alone. Floats down the lane, and Holtmeyer will be forced to foul him. That'll be the first foul on Blake Holtmeyer. And two free throws coming up for Creighton Burr.
Nice job by Donovan Trumbull just dissecting that half-court press, finding the open guy over in the corner. Williams missed the 3, but Burr with a big rebound.
And the free throw by Creighton Burr is on the way, and it is just a little bit strong. And into the ball game, another big body in Eric Tobin, 6'2 senior. And what was it that made this football team so good? Their speed. So that translates to the basketball court as well. Still physical, but also speed. Second free throw, no good. And again, a lot of work for the rebound. It ends up in Tobin's hand. He gives it to Burr. Burr's leveled, and he's going to get two more free throws. Well, if the pace of this keeps up, we'll see some sore young men at the end of the night because they're really getting after it. The foul called on Tyler Mestel as Wilt Fong kind of hooked him going in for that rebound and was able to keep it alive as Burr puts the free throw up and in. Second free throw coming up for Creighton Burr. And it is on the way. It's short. It'll be Kearney Catholic ball. 10-6. Doug Duda, Jeff Babel with you here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth on KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island, and the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Tuesday night, Lou Platt Conference Basketball as Harrison Pierce brings it to the front court for the Stars. Into the corner to Holtmeyer. Brady tries to dribble out of that double team to Blake at the top of the circle. Back to Pierce. Three-pointer on the way. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Eric Tobin. Tobin to Williams. Fast break the other way. Kick it out for a Wilt Fong three and hit it. So the Stars miss a three, and the Cardinals nail a three, and a timeout going to be called here by Donovan Trumbull. With 3:22 to go in the first quarter of play, the lead's back out to 7. The Cardinals 13, the Stars 6. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents love to talk about satisfied customers and how they got that way.
I remember Bob and his old motorcycle. They were joined at the hip. Then somebody helped themselves to it. But because he insured it right, Shelter helped him get a new anniversary edition of the same model. Bob still misses his old bike, but he admits his new seat is a lot more comfortable.
Motorcycles to riding mowers, RVs to bass boats, we've got you covered.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter agent Joe Methy.
Doug Duda, Jeff Babel, and Jeff, just a couple of mini runs here. Donovan Trumbull, though, has the momentum on their home court. Stars have really had to battle for anything that they get towards the cylinder.
Yeah, perfect start for Donovan Trumbull, up 9-2. Then Kearney Catholic with a small run. Now Donovan Trumbull with another run. See if Kearney Catholic can counter again.
13-6, Stars trailing here on the road. Donovan Trumbull looking good early on, but now a hand check foul. Too much blocking out there, they're going to say, by Wilt Fong to try and keep Pierce from driving the baseline. That'll be the first on Riley. Each team with two fouls here in the first quarter of play. Stars underneath their own hoop. Just doesn't look like they're going to get anything in the paint right now without really working some screens, multiple sets, multiple run-throughs. High post, Holtmeyer looks for the back cut. Mestel, he's covered. So Blake drives on Tobin, double-teamed out top. Mestel for three, got it. That's a good move, but again, everything outside so far right now for the Stars, except on an offensive rebound, 13-9, Donovan Trumbull. Kearney Catholic basketball, and they caught that three. Now Donovan Trumbull with the ball, Jordan Slough. Pass out front to Burr. Holtmeyer went for the steal, didn't get it. Burr takes the 10-footer, no good, and then following his shot, he commits the foul. Rebound to Harrison Pierce, but Creighton Burr tried to poke it out of there and missed. He got the man, not the ball. And here comes Bryce James and Nathan Howe in for Kearney Catholic. Both teams have a little bit of depth, but in the games we've seen this year, the Stars will play more guys off the bench than Donovan Trumbull. Here comes Harrison Pierce into the front court, working on Lorenzo Williams against the Donovan Trumbull man-to-man. On the wing left side, Bryce James dribbles it out between the circles. High 1-4 here. Off the screen, right side, Mestel sets another screen to pass Howe through there. And coming off that screen to make the steal is going to be Riley Wiltfong. Outlet pass cross court to Williams. Williams gives it back to Tobin. He's not a three-point shooter. One dribble, wants to find a guard. And he does. Gets it to Slough. Back over to Wiltfong. Kearney Catholic also manning up. Wiltfong puts the ball on the floor. Dribbles right baseline. Cut off. Out top. Long three. Williams. No good. And there's a foul on Wilt Fong. He just absolutely went in there and drilled the Kearney Catholic star. Tyler Mestel down to the floor. Gets up, says he's okay, but they're going to take him out anyway with Zach Jackson, and that's the second foul on Wilt Fong. So the physicality caught up to Donovan Trumbull on that one.
Yeah, and Wilt Fong just had kind of just went in there like a with reckless abandon and picked up the second foul. So early foul trouble there for Riley.
So both Wilt Fong and Burr are on the bench right now for Donovan Trumbull. Kearney Catholic ball. Cardinals up by four. Trying to drive Holtmeyer. Cut off by Cook. Has to kick it out to James, to Pierce. Man, Donovan Trumbull's really moving well right now on defense. Kick it out for a three. Howe, that's too strong. Rebound brought down by Tobin. And that's the difference in the Cardinals this year and the last couple of years than in the past. They really are moving well. Off the screen, Slough swings it over to Noah Keller, who's in. Down on the block to Tobin, and it looks like he got hooked. Pierce fell down coming off his screen, and kind of as he got back up, he might have been the one that committed the foul. And he is. That's his first. Burr in, Tobin out. Kearney Catholic will counter with Brady Holtmeyer in. And checking out will be Nathan Howe. Still 1:22 to go first quarter. It remains 13-9. Inbounds pass lobbed into the paint to Burr. Right back to Slough. His first shot of the game comes up short from 9 feet. Rebound to Blake Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer will push it up the floor. He hits the trailer. James for the three. It's short. Backside rebound. Brady Holtmeyer throws it back in. It's deflected to James. James looks for the open man. It's Jackson in the corner. Jackson cut off on the baseline by Slough. Finds the trailer. Holtmeyer layup missed. Good coverage there by Cook to make it a tough shot of the rebound to Burr. That was a heck of an exchange down there. The hustle on that side. Down to Cook. Cook in traffic. Powers it up. No good. Ball deflected out to Slough by Burr. Williams leans it down to Burr again. Backs his way in. Puts it up from five and scores. Holtmeyer elected not to try to commit a foul in there. Just stood his ground and let Burr take the shot. And Kearney Catholic yelling out one shot with 35 seconds to go here in the quarter and down six. And Blake Holtmeyer with the ball between the circles. So it's been a physical first quarter here. And you can tell when they shut some of the lights off up at the top here, it makes it a little darker towards that side of the gym. And Kearney Catholic now ready to roll. Pick and roll from Blake to Brady Holtmeyer. Left-hand layup. Good. Still 5 seconds. Creighton Burr gets it into Slough. Slough sees it. From midcourt, he casts it. And it is short. And we are at the end of the first quarter of play of this Luke Platt Conference boys matchup. The Kearney Catholic Stars 15. And the Donovan Trumbull, let me say that again, Donovan Trumbull Cardinals 15. The Kearney Catholic Stars 11. You're listening to high school basketball on Classic Hits.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
High school sports activities are more than just a game. This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet Service in Donovan. All my life, I've seen how playing sports in high school builds work ethics and character in our young people. It gives them the skills to help them succeed in business and in life. So come on, get out there and attend a local game and show your team your support. It's not just a game, it's life.
Doug Duda, Jeff Babel back here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. Donovan Trumbull will have the ball to start the second quarter, leading Kearney Catholic 15-11, Jeff.
Yeah, Will Fong inbound of the ball. He leads them with six. Creighton Burr with five. Kearney Catholic, Brady Holtmeyer lead them with five. Tyler Mestel with five.
All right, we're underway here. Kearney Catholic has their original five starters in. Donovan Trumbull does as well, trying to go with a pick and roll, but it goes through Cook's hands and out of bounds. Turnover for Donovan Trumbull. Kearney Catholic will bring the ball across the timeline here with Zach Jackson between the circles to Derek. Derek is kind of dribbling around in place. No one really comes out on him to Matt Moore. Moore, one hand throw up down the middle of the lane. It comes up short. Rebound Williams. Williams up ahead to Wilt Fong. Blocked out of there by Blake Holtmeyer, who went above the rim, and the Stars head the other way. Here's Matt Moore over Burr, but it rolls off the rim. Rebound Brady Holtmeyer back up and in. What a block at the other end by Blake Holtmeyer. Even one the Cardinal fans could appreciate it. It's a two-point game. Cook pushes off down low, gets the entry pass, and scores. Brady Cook muscles up to get the ball right back, and the points back on the board. 17-13, Donovan Trumbull. Jackson to Holtmeyer. Blake double team over to Brady. Pulls up from 11. A little strong, but follows his shot and gets the rebound. The freshman will hold it. Send it over to Blake outside the arc right side. Couple of dribbles over to Jackson. Derek dribbles in. 360 up and under. Again, tough shot. Rebound brought down by Creighton Burr. Donovan Trumbull forcing Kearney Catholic into taking some bad shots here in the first half, and they're cleaning the glass. Wilt Fong drives baseline, kicks it out to Slough, dribbles in, traveled with a basketball. Tried to stop on the defense there, Amore, and lost his pivot foot. And a Donovan Trumbull turnover.
Yeah, their fourth one so far, Doug. And again, Slough, maybe that back injury, just was looking for the shot, couldn't find it, and then just took the extra step there. Turnover there for the Cardinals.
Harrison Pierce will bring the ball up the floor now as the Stars bring him along with Nate Howe into the game. And Pierce is going to be fouled. Riley Wiltfong just got his third foul. And that's only five on the team, but he's got three of them with 6:09 to go here in the first half. So you got Wiltfong with three fouls. You got Jordan Slough playing with a bad back. That's going to put a lot more on Burr and Cook. Kearney Catholic drives baseline. Here's the drive. Here's the shot. Jackson, no good. Zach, ball batted out of bounds. And Kearney Catholic will get the basketball. Noah Keller did come in for Donovan Trumbull to replace Wiltfong. Stars ball underneath their own hoop. Matt Moore gets it down low. And Kearney Catholic tried the old throw it in one foot and give it right back to the guy that threw it in bounds. Matt Moore didn't get back in bounds, and they called him for the turnover. And Donovan Trumbull will throw it in. 6 minutes to go here in the first half. Cardinals lead at 17-13. Each team with a bucket so far here in the second quarter. Williams pushes the ball up the floor into the left-hand corner. Can't get the corner. Stops there. Out to Burr. Burr drives. He'll put up the one-hander. Setting on the rim. No good. Rebound brought down by Blake Holtmeyer. Into the front court with it is Jackson. Zach takes it all the way in, and he's hacked from behind. And what you're starting to see here, Jeff, is every time now, they're reaching, they're grabbing, they're swinging. You could blow a whistle each time down the floor right now if you're the officials.
Yeah, and Kearney Catholic's just trying to attack the basket, get some more people in foul trouble by Wiltfong, maybe try to get burned. And we saw them maybe try to attack early inside. They weren't getting anything, kicking out for the twos. Now they're just driving straight to the hole.
Second foul on Jordan Slough, and Zach Jackson will hit the first free throw. College hoops tonight. It's Michigan State 65, Indiana 59, just under 2 minutes to go. Texas beat Kansas State 67-64. Second free throw, good. Jackson hits them both. Stars put on full court pressure. They throw it all the way to midcourt to Williams, who throws it all the way back to Burr. And into the front court, another long pass to Slough. 17-15, Donovan Trumbull. They jumped out to a 7-0 lead and have not trailed. Here's Williams, open. They let him shoot the three. That one will not go. Backside rebound. Blake Holtmeyer, outlet pass. Pierce at the other end. Let's Williams fly by him and missed the layup. Pierce picked up to Moore for three. It is short. Offensive rebound again, Kearney Catholic. And then they throw it away. The rebound was brought down by Howie. Threw it away up to Keller. Keller at the other end. Missed the layup. Jackson the rebound. And Kearney Catholic will get it to Moore. Knocked out of his hands by Williams. It's out of control, and the shot is good by Williams, and a foul called on Kearney Catholic. And they're going to call the foul on Zach Jackson. And a chance for a three-point play. They better take a minute here and clean the floor. Yeah. I mean, that was a lot of action and a lot of people on the ground. And the free throw is on the way by Williams, and it is no good, and an over-the-back foul on Grady Cook. See, this is what I was talking about a minute ago, Jeff. The guys think they can get away with anything now. Pretty soon, we're going to have a lot of foul trouble if they keep calling it this way, which is fine, or if they keep playing this way, which is not fun.
Well, we saw early on the fouls kind of weren't called, you know, down there in the paint for Donovan Trumbull. So now you're right. You think you're going to get that? You're not going to get that call. So you go in there, and these hand checks are being called now here in the second quarter.
So at the line to shoot the 1-1, Blake Holtmeyer, still around 50% for the year, and he hits the first one. The foul on Cook was his first. Again, coming up at half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. First half stats of this game. We'll recap the girls' game. Kearney Catholic won that easily, 67-28. We'll give you some other scores from around the state. Holtmeyer missed the second free throw, and Eric Tobin gets the rebound. And then Kearney Catholic fouls Lorenzo Williams, 35 feet from the basket, trying to trap him as he crosses into the front court. Tyler Mestel with his second. That's the fifth team foul on Kearney Catholic. And after a short breather, Creighton Burr comes in. Again, remember, Riley Wiltfong is on the bench with three fouls. Mestel will check out after getting his second, and Brady Holtmeyer is in. Donovan Trumbull, Slough, Burr, Keller, Tobin, and Williams. They'll get it into the front court here to Keller. And a foul away from the basketball. They were trying to post up Burr when they threw the ball into Burr. They called Kearney Catholic for the hold. And it's going to go on Brady Holtmeyer. His first, team's sixth. Now Donovan Trumbull will throw it in underneath the hoop. And Jordan Slough to throw it in. Looking in the paint. Have to lob it up top to Lorenzo Williams. Guarded there by Pierce. Williams, one dribble to his left. Gets it back over to Slough. Uh-oh. See, he grabbed his back. That pass was behind him, and Slough's hurt. And Coach Hartman, you can tell, talking with his coaches, what do they want to do? But Slough, I know at 50, 60% is better than most, but Slough's going to drive, then lower his shoulder and lose the basketball. It rolls off the foot of a star and out of bounds.
Yeah, a definite grimace, Doug. Reached right for the back. No subs coming in, so Slough will stay in there. He'll take the inbounds pass.
And that's another thing. If you set him down and he cools down, then it's hard to get him warmed up and back in there. Slough throws it in again, trying to force it to Burr under the hoop. The ball stolen away. Turnover, Cardinals. And Kearney Catholic will get it into the front court. James to Brady Holtmeyer. Into the paint. Puts the jumper up from six over Burr and scores. And it's a one-point game, as close as we've been since the opening possession. 19-18. Brady Holtmeyer already with 10 points. The freshman leading the way. Slough in the front court here for Donovan Trumbull. Trying to keep that lead as Keller down to the post to Burr. Burr pulls up, turnaround jumper in traffic, no good. Ball slapped out to Williams. He'll put it up from 10, misses everything to Noah Keller. Noah Keller's wide open, missed the putback. Creighton Burr, a fourth chance, no. And Harrison Pierce finally just rips it down. Multiple chances in close, and the Cardinals couldn't score. Now Holtmeyer and a foul on Tobin, who wasn't set. That just looked ugly on both ends. Holtmeyer was going to take that to the hoop no matter what. If Tobin could have got set, he would have got the charge call, but he just couldn't get set, Jeff.
No, in those block charges, they're 50-50, but in that case, pretty obvious. Just didn't have his feet set. And going back to the earlier Slough injury, Doug, I wonder if maybe Riley Wilfong wasn't in foul trouble that they would give Slough a rest. But right now, Donovan Trumbull doesn't have quite the depth that Kearney Catholic does.
Good point, as Eric Tobin got the foul on the front end of the 1-1. No good by Holtmeyer, and the 6'5 senior Creighton Burr skies up for yet another rebound. Into the corner, open Keller, 15-footer, no good. This time it's all green jerseys underneath. Blake Holtmeyer, another rebound. He's coming off a tremendous double-double against St. Cecilia. 14 points, 15 rebounds Saturday. Pierce for three in the lead, no. And Kearney Catholic over the back of Jordan Slough. And will it be on Holtmeyer or will it be on Bryce James? It will be on Bryce James. And nothing against Bryce, but I'm sure everybody in Kearney Catholic wanted that to be the call. They don't want Blake Holtmeyer in foul trouble. They're going to have him out there for almost all 32 minutes tonight to have a chance.
Yeah, and they're now in the bone. Both teams in the bonus now. Slough will be at the line for these.
So let's see how the back affects him. 1-1 for Jordan Slough. Free throw up. No good. Rebound brought down Blake Holtmeyer. Outlet to Pierce, but the numbers aren't there. So Harrison now stutter dribble, takes it to the hoop. Shot blocked by Creighton Burr. Fight for the rebound. Jump ball. Arrow Kearney Catholic. Brady Holtmeyer got the rebound. Was tied up there by Grady Cook. 3 minutes to go. First half. Donovan Trumbull 19. Kearney Catholic 18. It's really gotten more physical, and the scoring has slowed here in the quarter. It was 15-11 after one. Inbounds to Holtmeyer, right elbow, just lowers in, up and under on Cook, missed it. Ball knocked around. Creighton Burr picks up the loose garbage, and here we go to the other end. Into the front court, and in for the first time is Mitch Sawyers. Sawyers back out to Slough. Donovan Trumbull's been on 19 for a long time. Over to Sawyers. Up top to Cook. Swings it over to Slough. Three-point land on one at Williams. Top of the key, back to Slough. And they can sag on Slough. You can tell Jordan's not going to take that outside shot. Now dribbles in, spins, backs up, and they're going to call him for a walk. Jordan Slough ran into the contact and then tried to step back. And Coach Steve Hartman saying, that looked good to me, but they're not going to give it to him and wave off the bucket that did go in.
Yeah, they're sagging on him, so he finally got the ball. He decides, if you're going to give me this much room, he tries to drive to the basket. Took an extra step, got the travel there.
But another turnover. Donovan Trumbull starting to mount those.
Yeah, that's their sixth one in the game, Doug.
Kearney Catholic up top, Holtmeyer. Brady drives, good defense. Partially blocked by Creighton Burr. Stars pick it up and then throw it away, trying to get it into the lane to Matt Moore. 2 minutes to go here in quarter number two. It's still 19-18, Donovan Trumbull. Slough on the left-hand corner. Off the pick, finds a seam. Looked for the cutter, but Burr was caught in traffic to Williams. Williams lowers the head, goes in. His shot rattles in and out, no good. Rebound, Blake Holtmeyer down the middle of the floor, 3-on-3. Blake kicks it to the trailer, Moore lays it up and in, and Kearney Catholic has their first lead at 1-20-19. Stars lead it, Donovan Trumbull in a long scoring drought. Slough brings it into the front court. Between the circles, starting to look like their game with Ravenna, which ended up 43-40. Holtmeyer tries to steal the ball. Thought he got hipped into the crowd by Creighton Burr. They're going to say it's out of bounds. And it'll belong to Donovan Trumbull. Checking in will be Eric Tobin. And Creighton Burr will come out here. So Burr and Wilt Fong both on the bench. Cook still in there. Sawyers, Williams, Tobin, and Slough to throw it in. Jordan all the way out to midcourt to Lorenzo Williams. Swings it over to Slough on the left wing. Slough guarded by Moore. Off the ball screen, gets by him. Floater off the glass, too strong. Offensive rebound. Cook steps over a player, puts it up and in. And a foul to go along with it. Again, I think the young man that was on the floor trying to get up is who they're going to call the foul on. And that's the case on Bryce James. Grady Cook to try and complete the three-point play. It's on the way, and it is no good. Rebound brought down by Blake Holtmeyer. Outlet pass Moore. Left wing, back to Holtmeyer, the trailer. Brings it in on Cook, cut off on the block left side. Kicks it out to James. 1 minute to go in the first half. 21-20, Donovan Trumbull. A very physical first half. Moore, top of the circle. Left elbow, drives, blocked Tobin right back to him. And then a foul as they try to knock it out of his hands, and we're at a 1-1. So the Stars have got to the free throw line a little bit here in the first half.
Yeah, 5 of 8 so far from the line. 5 of 7, excuse me. This will be the 8th.
Second foul of the game on Eric Tobin, and the free throw is no good. And Tobin will grab the rebound. 50 seconds to go here in the first half. 21-20, Donovan Trumbull by one. Slough gets it into the front court. Jordan with the ball between the circles. Gives it off to Williams. Williams dribbling out on the left side of the key. Drives, now dribbles it back out. Throws it to Sawyers. Sawyers lucky that he made a nice play on that just to catch it to Williams. They're trying to kill clock here. Slough checks it with 22. Back out to the center circle. Guarded by Pierce. Pierce up on him tight. 12 seconds to go. Slough into the right-hand corner. Dribbling off the switch. Now has a little seam. 5 seconds to go. Sawyers top of the key. 3, no good. Rebound brought down by Blake Holtmeyer. And that is the end of the first half of play. With your score, the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals 21 and the Kearney Catholic Stars 20. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report coming up in a minute here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from your home team, the Bank of Donovan. With full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Donovan Trumbull. I want to thank Athletic Director Brett Breckner and the many fine sponsors for allowing us to bring you high school sports throughout the year. It's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. At the half, it is Donovan Trumbull 21 and Kearney Catholic 20. Earlier tonight in the girls' game, it was Kearney Catholic exploding after about 5 minutes of this game, jumping out to a 53-18 halftime lead and then cruising into a 67-28 victory. And Coach Rick Petrie's team is now 16-0, and he joins us here at the half. And Coach Donovan Trumbull came out and did some good things in the first 4 minutes. We were talking in the pregame that the key is to handle the ball against your pressure. And they did, and you kind of thought, well, okay, they've made it through that first 4 or 5 minutes. They've got through the onslaught. Then you guys start canning threes, and then you're able to put more pressure on, and it just snowballed, and you could hardly miss in the first half.
Yeah, we shot the ball very well. You know, kids typically shoot the ball well, shot the ball well, and, you know, we got it to them. And, you know, the other thing, I thought we did a good job of forcing them into corners and got a couple traps in corners and places that maybe they struggled to get out of, and so we were able to turn them over a couple times and then run the floor and look for shooters. And, you know, I thought our second group came in, gave us a little bit of a lift as well.
Well, there's no doubt that your depth played a factor in this game, because that's when you made your move in the first quarter.
Yeah, well, you know, we've got a lot of players that are about even and a lot of players that can score and do the stuff, and you know, so we're pretty fortunate.
Talking with Rick Petrie, Kearney Catholic girls coach here at the half. I thought your press got after it a little bit more tonight. I mean, we've got a physical boys game here, but I thought you guys were up on it, kind of in the don't care if you foul type of mode tonight to get something going.
Well, we kind of sat back initially and didn't pressure the ball very much. And, you know, as the game went on, I thought we were a lot better pressuring the ball and then taking away the next pass. And once we can get the ball turned over, we're pretty good at finishing on the other end.
Again, you get everybody some playing time here tonight, and it was pretty balanced out there for your girls this evening. The same names keep popping up, but that's because you play 10, 9, 10, 11 girls, a couple short tonight because of injury and illness. But everybody got in and did something positive for you.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, everybody contributed in one way or the other, and that's, you know, the sign of a good team, and those kids continue to work hard and practice for their opportunity, and, you know, it's nice to see.
So two things here I'll talk about the youth. I'll give you a positive, and then because somebody will probably bring it up to you. Hey, Duda said this. I like the way Caitlin Long didn't back down against some pretty good post players for Donovan Trumbull. I'm starting to see your younger players, when they get it inside, they're getting more comfortable. Instead of just throwing it up there, they're getting set, they're getting a shot. Even if it's in a rebound, offensive rebound in traffic, they're taking that extra half second and getting the job done.
Well, and that's something that Coach Teal's been preaching to those posts is, you know, be patient. Don't just turn and throw it. And so, you know, Caitlin did a great job. You know, the funny thing was she really struggled during the JV game and then played really well in the varsity game. So, but you know, our post players, I thought Anna Squires defensively, you know, she gets her hands, tips a lot of passes, gets in the passing lane a lot, rebounds the ball really well, and I thought she did a great job for us tonight.
Yeah, she's starting to maybe get a couple more minutes out there per game, and it looks like she's earning those out there. Then the other side, which you see, I even mentioned the Kissinger girls from Minden. We've seen it from when you play freshman, that they're so used to being able to stroke the three or stroke the outside shot that there was a couple instances tonight you go right to the hoop with a layup, but they stop and they kick it out, or they'll even drop back and shoot the three, which in the first half was great because you couldn't miss it. What about that? Is that just a maturity thing?
It is. You know, we're trying to preach to some of those kids that you need to start getting to the basket. You know, I think that too often we settle for threes, and that's one thing that we try and talk to our guards about. You know, sometimes you need to pass up a three, you need to attack the basket, and you need to finish. Get one the old-fashioned way.
We can't use that term with those young kids anymore. Seward Thursday, I know you're concerned, even though they are 3-8, I think it was at last check.
Well, you know, they beat a pretty decent Waverly team over the weekend, so I think it's one of those things where they continue to get better as the season goes along, you know, new coach, new players. And so, yeah, I'm a little wary of
you know, that game on Thursday.
4-8 after the win. So Thursday night on ESPN, and Coach, we'll see you there. I know it's one of those on the schedule you guys have been looking forward to.
Yeah, it kind of is. So, you know, hopefully our kids will come to play.
All right, Coach, congratulations.
Thanks, Doug.
16-0, the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars cruise tonight 67-28. In the boys' game, 21-20 Donovan Trumbull at the half. Jeff Babel will have the numbers after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Misco Sports is your hometown sporting goods store for all seasons, with accessories and clothing for all sports or casual wear. Misco Sports also maintains a large supply of hunting accessories and firearms. Misco Sports, with a storefront in Ord, but serving the surrounding areas for years and continuing to do so for years to come. Call them today and get better equipped for the games you play. Misco Sports.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
21-20 at the half. Donovan Trumbull with the numbers. Here's Jeff.
Let's start with Donovan Trumbull up on the scoreboard. Creighton Burr had 5 points. Lorenzo Williams with 4. Grady Cook with 6. And Riley Wilfong with 6 with 2 early threes, but then 3 fouls for him. So he sat the bench for a majority of that second quarter. Creighton Burr with 6 big rebounds. He was 1 of 4 from the line, however, with 2 pretty key blocks for him as well. Grady Cook pulled down 3. And Eric Tobin, no points, but Doug, he had 5 rebounds. So big defensive rebounds there for him, limiting Kearney Catholic's possessions. They did finish with 6 turnovers, 2 of 8 from the three-point line, and only 1 of 7 from the free throw line. So Donovan Trumbull getting to the line, but not cashing in when they get there. Eric Tobin also had a block. Kearney Catholic down by 1 at the half. They were led by Brady Holtmeyer. He had 10 points, 3 rebounds, and his brother Blake only had 1 point, but he had 9 rebounds. So big job there by the Holtmeyer brothers. Tyler Mestel chipped in 5, and Matt Moore got a bucket as well. Zach Jackson, 2 points for him. 2 of 2 from the line. 1 of 4 for Blake Holtmeyer from the line. 2 of 2 for Brady Holtmeyer. And a nice big block that we had seen kind of really got the crowd going into this game. They turned the ball over 5 times. Shot 1 of 4 from the free throw line and 5 of 8, or from the 3-point line and 5 of 8 from the line.
All right, that's your first half stats here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. 21-20 Donovan Trumbull, the second half is next.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
High school sports activities are more than just a game. This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet Service in Donovan. All my life, I've seen how playing sports in high school builds work ethics and character in our young people. It gives them the skills to help them succeed in business and in life. So come on, get out there and attend a local game and show your team your support. It's not just a game, it's life.
Lorenzo Williams will miss his shot to start the second half here for Donovan Trumbull, and then Blake Holtmeyer grabs the rebound. He's going to go coast to coast and lay it over the front of the rim. The 10th board for Holtmeyer, and he's got his first bucket of the ball game. And the Stars take the lead 22-21 over their second lead of the game. Donovan Trumbull started the game 7-0. And that was their biggest lead. Off the pick, a three-pointer. Wilfong drains it. And the lead did not last long for the Stars. Right back out there for Donovan Trumbull is Riley Wilfong, who sat the last 6 minutes of the half with 3 fouls. 24-22. Now Brady Holtmeyer, he's open from 10. No good. Rebound brought down by Wilfong. That's something we didn't see a lot of in the first half. Open shots either way. Williams dribbles into the paint and right through it. Slough up top, Cook. Burr deep on the post. He scores and is fouled. Creighton Burr a chance at a 3-point play. He was solid deep at the post. Not going to be able to stop it once he gets positioned down there. Second foul on Brady Holtmeyer. And just like that, the lead out to four. Chance for six straight here for Donovan Trumbull. A three outside, and that free throw is no good. Rebound brought down Holtmeyer. Blake into the front court to Jackson, who avoids Slough. Then dribbles it off his foot. Ball on the floor. Jump ball. Arrow Kearney Catholic. Burr and Holtmeyer. That's been quite the battle between those two tonight.
Yeah, both getting a bunch of rebounds. Both kind of struggling from the line tonight for the big boys. Combined like 2 of 10 from the free throw line.
Inbounds to Brady Holtmeyer in the corner. Jackson for three. Derek, no good. Good job of boxing out by Lorenzo Williams. And he'll find Slough playing with that tweaked back. Down low to Cook, and Holtmeyer stepped in front and stole it away. Blake has it. It's four on four the other way. Kicks it out to Jackson. In the free throw lane, it's banked in by Jackson. Derek to Zach. Just inside that free throw line, and Zach Jackson cuts it to two, 26-24. Donovan Trumbull by two. 10-2, the Stars, 7-7, but only one conference loss by these two teams each. Donovan Trumbull lost to Gibbon. Kearney Catholic lost to Ravenna in the second week of the season. The loss for Donovan Trumbull to Gibbon we had last week here on Classic Hits. On Friday night, they played Saturday. Now they're playing Tuesday. A lot of basketball here for the Cardinals. Slough drives, takes an off-balance jumper right at the baseline. The six-footer is short, and Brady Holtmeyer grabs it up to Matt Moore. Into the front court, Jackson for the three in the corner, and it is good for Zach Jackson. Five in a row by the Stars. They regain the lead, 27-26, with 5.5 to go here in the third quarter. Slough into the front court. Free throw line keeps the dribble into Burr. Holtmeyer poked at it. It's into the corner. Wiltfong for three, and he hits another one. And a timeout for Donovan Trumbull. Coach Hartman, one of those coaches that likes to take timeouts after made buckets, and will use one here. 5:22 to go in the third quarter of play. It is Donovan Trumbull, 29, and Kearney Catholic, 27. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Donovan Trumbull, usually, Jeff, if you call that timeout after a make, it's to put some pressure on, but Donovan Trumbull didn't do that.
No, and usually you set up your big full-court press, not that time, just kind of maybe just trying to seize the momentum and use that in the timeout.
Kearney Catholic puts in multiple subs during the timeout, so it may actually advantage to them as they get it inside to James, who is shoved by Lorenzo Williams. Lorenzo just came off a screen there and tripped over his own man and lost his balance, and that's why he committed the foul. His first, each team with one foul here in the half. Tyler Mestel, Bryce James, Nathan Howe, Harrison Pierce, all on the floor with Blake Holtmeyer for Kearney Catholic. Holtmeyer drives, throws it back across his body. Howe puts it up, sets on the rim, no good. Eric Tobin has the rebound here for Donovan Trumbull. He's out there with Williams, Wiltfong, Slough, and Burr. 4:45 to go in the third quarter. It has been a physical, tough battle. 29-27 Cardinals. Slough, sag on him outside the arc to Williams for three, top of the key, no good. Double-digit rebounds and counting for Blake Holtmeyer as he grabs another one. Harrison Pierce with it in the front court. The junior starts to drive, 360 in the paint, and hit the bottom of the rim, and a foul call. The Cardinal fans not happy about that one. Again, the Stars have been forced into some real tough shots.
It's four on Wiltfong, too. He come in and had two big threes, got the lead back for him. He's got 12 points, all of them from three. Now he's back on the bench.
And so four fouls on Wiltfong, and let's see if Pierce can take advantage. The first one is short, no good. Checking in will be Cook and also Noah Keller. And Burr will come out, so Wiltfong and Burr both on the bench here. And Harrison Pierce now to shoot his second free throw. on the way, and it is no good. Missed them both. Rebound brought down by Cook. He'll find Williams over to Slough. Where will they look for their scoring now? Williams at the top of the circle. Into the corner. Here's Keller. 16-footer. It's no good. Backside rebound grabbed by Bryce James. James pushing it up the floor. Donovan Trumbull gets back defensively, so he hooks up with Pierce. Pierce over the left side of the key. Mestel takes it at Slough, and Slough grabs him on the arm. Mestel caught it and just took off, and Slough wasn't quite set, so he had to reach out and commit his second personal foul. Third personal foul. And two free throws coming up for Tyler Mestel.
Bird checking back into the game. He gets breaks, but he gets very short breaks over there for the big man.
And Mestel, first free throw on the way, and it's good. A one-point game. Kearney Catholic brings in Brady Holtmeyer, Matt Moore, Derek Jackson, Zach Jackson waiting to check in. About the only guy not getting a breather is Blake Holtmeyer. See, there was a time Blake could have got the same amount of rest as Creighton Burr, but didn't. Second free throw, Mestel, good. We're tied at 29. And he'll come out. Kearney Catholic will put their pressure on. 4:03 to go in the third quarter. 29-29. Earlier tonight, it was all Kearney Catholic in the girls' game. 67-28. Williams on the inbounds. Brings it up the floor. It's a sprint. Gives it to Keller. Keller jump stop in the paint. Sets it on the front of the rim. It won't go. The ball's tipped back out to Keller. Kearney Catholic tipped it out there. They didn't have to. It was all Stars trying to get the rebound. So a second chance opportunity here for the Cardinals. Cook gives it over to Slough. Reverses it on a skip pass to Williams. Down to Cook. Double team. Oh, he walked with the basketball. Oh, they're going to call a foul. Cook lowered his shoulder, took two, three steps, and then they called the foul. Missed one there. He'll get two free throws. So a break there for Donovan Trumbull, and it is the second foul on Blake Holtmeyer. And Cook will go to the line and shoot two.
Cook 0 of 1 from the free throw line today.
First one good, and this is a tough game to officiate, too, because as we said in the first half, Jeff, just about every time you could probably blow your whistle on something.
Yeah, and then it comes to the situation, what are you going to start whistling? You know, is it this or that, this or that?
Second free throw, short Cook, and the rebound brought down by Brady Holtmeyer. Out to Blake. Blake dribbles it into the front court, stops the free throw line, kicks it to Moore on the left wing, drives baseline, has some room, puts it up, no good. Cook got the rebound. Out to Williams. Two on three to the trailer, Burr. Burr kicks it into the corner, and a charge on Burr. Burr saw the collision coming, and that's why he kicked it out into the wing, but he didn't stop, and he ran over Blake Holtmeyer. So Creighton saw it, and that's why he kicked it, but for some reason he didn't stop. And just, that's his second foul.
Just forward momentum down the lane. Kicked it, did the right thing. Just a little too much momentum. Couldn't get his feet stopped. Ran into him. Got it, picked up his second personal.
Holtmeyer on the right elbow. Blake turns, shoots the free throw line jumper. Too strong. Rebound brought down by Derek Jackson. Both teams starting to get more second chance opportunities to Holtmeyer. Brady, dribble drive. Left corner, got Burr in the air. Shot up, no good. Rebound tipped out to Noah Keller. But the numbers aren't there. He knew that immediately and kicked it back to Jordan Slough. Up to Keller. Drop step, baseline, got Blake Holtmeyer in the air, out to Slough. But again, wide open, doesn't take the shot. That back is the reason. Top of the key to Cook. Cook loans it down to Burr. Burr powers it up, lost the handle. Ball loose off the leg of a... Still haven't seen him point whose ball it is.
Everything's setting up like it's going to stay there with Donovan.
Yeah, it looks like it will be Donovan Trumbull basketball. So it was off the leg of a Star. Inbounds pass. Far corner, Williams. Threes open. No. Ball tip. Burr grabs it. Back to Slough. Slough drives. Puts it up high off the glass. No good. And another foul going for the rebound. 2:27 to go here, third quarter. And Blake Holtmeyer has been dinged with his third foul. So he has three, the first Star. We've got two or three others with two. On the other side, Wilt Fong has four. Slough has three for Donovan Trumbull.
Yeah, Burr's got two as well. Cook's only got one, and Tobin off the bench has two.
Sawyers comes back in for Donovan Trumbull. Off the inbound, they go Tobin right elbow. One dribble. Back out to Williams, the safety on the right side of the key. Still 30-29, Donovan Trumbull, 2:15, third quarter. Williams drives to the high post, kicks it into the corner to Sawyers. Burr really working on Blake Holtmeyer. leaning on each other. Now Burr has it. Turns and doubled by Moore. Kicks it out to Sawyers. Long possession here for Donovan Trumbull. 2 minutes to go in the quarter. Slough picks his dribble up. Burr comes into the top of the circle, and Holtmeyer's right there with him. Fighting through the screens. Now we got a switch. Brady Holtmeyer's on Burr. They did the right thing. They got it to him. And I think Blake just got his fourth foul on a reach from behind. And he knows better. That is a huge, huge foul. A three-point play for Creighton Burr. And Blake Holtmeyer just got his fourth foul with 1:49 to go. And as tough as it is for Donovan Trumbull to have Wilt Fong on the bench with four, that is more severe for Kearney Catholic. Leading scorer, leading rebounder, leader. But he reached in there and just slapped him on the arm when he made that pivot. And a chance for a three-point play. It was the right call.
Yeah, Blake's been playing such good defense on Burr, making other people beat him on the perimeter. Wilt Fong's been doing that a little bit. But since he's come out, Blake's really shut down Burr from the line, picked up his fourth foul. Tough foul for the Stars.
And the free throw good, 33-30. Donovan Trumbull a minute, 49 to go here in the third quarter on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Donovan Trumbull, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Tyler Mestel over to Jackson. Stars actually are going into their version of a four-corner here, their weave. If they could, they probably would play for the last shot. I mean, that would whittle away a minute 40. But that will shorten the game, and it'll get Holtmeyer back in to start the fourth quarter. Brady with another right wing. Up top, Mestel. He'll take the three, and Tyler is just short. Rebound brought down by Williams. Donovan Trumbull a chance to extend the lead. Fast break, and they overthrow Noah Keller. Out of bounds. You don't see Williams make a misstep in transition very often, but that one just had a little too much on it. And back over to Kearney Catholic. They haven't had near the turnovers here in the last couple of minutes.
No, they had, speaking of Donovan, they had six in the first half, just two, and that one was just a barely an unforced error. You don't see that a lot. Good job by both teams. Kearney Catholic hasn't had a single turnover yet in the second half.
1:10 to go, third quarter, 33-29. Tobin re-enters for Donovan Trumbull, up by four. Mestel dribbles across the timeline, just stops. Gives it to Brady Holtmeyer. Both Jacksons are out there and more. Matt has it with a minute to go. Dribbles back up between the circles. Burr on the bench catching a much-needed rest here. So you got a lot of the starters on the bench for Donovan Trumbull right now. Kearney Catholic playing into that hand here, whittling the clock down and nearly throwing it away. Mestel grabs it back from Jackson. 35 seconds in the clock rolling. Brady Cook is out on Tyler Mestel. That's a huge mismatch, but he decides not to take him off the dribble.
He's got the ball now. Let's see if he does it.
Mestel with the left-hand dribble. Back to Moore. It looks like they're just content to play for the last shot. 19 seconds to go here. Oh, Mestel's still covered by Cook. You got to think that's where you want the ball. 10 seconds to go. Donovan Trumbull fans coming to their feet. High post, Brady Holtmeyer up and under. Cook blocked it. The follow is up and in by Jackson, but they're going to call a foul on Cook. Stars would have taken the offensive putback. That was a pretty good play all the way around. Cook must have got him with the body because he definitely slapped that block off the glass. And at the line to shoot two is Brady Holtmeyer with 4 seconds to go here in the quarter.
Burr checking back into the game.
Yeah, it's a two-shot foul. They waved him in. Once you wave him in, just you let him in. That's the whole point of the game. The whole point is so you don't delay the game. They already waved him in. Don't send him back over to the scorer's table. So two free throws here for Brady Holtmeyer. On the way, and it's good.
Perfect 3-for-3 tonight for Brady from the line.
And Donovan can do a lot here in the final 4 seconds. Second free throw for Holtmeyer. On the way, and it is good. Creighton Burr will throw it in about 5 feet to Lorenzo Williams. Williams to midcourt, to the top of the key, makes a pass, which he shouldn't have done, and that is the end of the quarter. Even if Tobin caught it, he wouldn't have got the shot off in time. But we've got a battle. It was 1 point at half, now it's two. It is Donovan Trumbull 33, Kearney Catholic 31. You're listening to Lou Platt Conference Basketball on Classic Hits.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from your home team, the Bank of Donovan, With full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In the market for late model pre-owned car, SUV, or pickup? Come to Crossroads Ford in Kearney. They have all kinds of 2011, 2012, and 2013s in stock. Many brands to choose from. All have multi-point inspection and are priced to sell fast. Here's just a few. A new body 2013 Ford Fusion SE four-doors with low miles. 2012 Ford Focus SE or SEL. 11 Kia Soul with under 25,000 miles. 13 Ford Edge SEL all-wheel drive under 20,000 miles. 2011 Chevy Avalanche 4x4. 2012 Volkswagen Passat SE four-door. They will deal. They want trade-in. Stop and see them today. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
With our producer, engineers, Stacy Johns and Jeff Babel, I'm Doug Duda back with you here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. It has been a battle so far, and we've got eight more minutes in regulation. Donovan Trumbull, 33, Kearney Catholic, 31. And it looks like Kearney Catholic is going to keep Blake Holtmeyer on the bench with his four fouls. Riley Wiltfong is on the bench for Donovan Trumbull with his four fouls. So, Jeff, who will get the early start here as the ball is knocked away and a turnover on the opening possession. Donovan Trumbull messed coast to coast but came up and hit the bottom of the rim. Rebound brought down by Williams.
We'll see if Donovan maybe tries to go with Burr now that Brady Holtmeyer is on the bench. And the same thing opposite, you know, they want the three-point shooter if Kearney Catholic will attack more on the perimeter.
Yeah, Blake Holtmeyer on the bench with the four fouls and is guarded by Brady, and it looks like they're trying to box and one him here to give Brady some help. But Burr hasn't even touched it on this possession yet. I totally agree with you, Jeff. You got to get it in his hands.
We've seen it spurts. He's just been an absolute dominant force at the post, and they need to just get their offense running through him more than this perimeter, especially with Wiltfong on the bench. He's going to get ready to check back in. Without that three-point threat, you got to get the ball to Burr.
Both teams have a ton of timeouts remaining in this game. I don't think Kearney Catholic's even called one. Donovan Trumbull has three. And Donovan Trumbull just throwing it around the perimeter here. They've whittled off. We're down to 6:45 here. And they're acting like they want to bring Kearney Catholic out of that zone. So the Stars will come out and play here, but they're just trying to make more room for their post players. And Cook, who's at the high post, setting a ball screen, and Burr down low. This is very interesting strategy both ways. Donovan Trumbull right now telling you that they don't have a guard that they want to penetrate with the ball. Slough's just dribbling back and forth at midcourt.
I'd hate to say they're just trying to delay the clock, maybe get Riley back in there with less time so the fouls don't come.
There to Cook, down low Burr, there's a layup. So they finally got it spread like they wanted. It took them about a minute and a half to run the play. And 12 points now for Burr, 35-31, Donovan Trumbull. And running the point, Derek Jackson. Guarded by Slough and a man-to-man. Bounce pass to Moore in the paint. Swings it out to Mestel. Mestel guarded by Cook. Holtmeyer, that's Brady to Jackson. Back over to Moore, who's been very quiet. Williams on him, now decides to drive. Little one-hand floater. Got the foul, and it sits on the rim and in. And a chance for a three-point play for Matt Moore. Could cut it to one. 35-33. Donovan Trumbull. Again, Kearney Catholic has led a couple of times, but only by one. And now Riley Wiltfong re-enters for Donovan Trumbull with four fouls and 5:44 to go. Blake Holtmeyer stays on the Kearney Catholic bench with four fouls. Moore's free throw on the way, and it's good. A three-point play. It's Donovan Trumbull 35, Kearney Catholic 34. 5:40 to go. Stars with some backcourt pressure on Burr. Fires it into the front court to Cook, to Wiltfong. And now they get it to Slough and set the offense up. Stars still appear to be playing that box and one with Jackson and Moore up front. Again, high post to Cook. Into the corner, Wiltfong for the three. It's no good. Fight for the loose ball. It's deflected into Burr's hand. He lays it up and in. Again, player on the floor for the Stars. But Burr fought for it after Cook cleared some space, 37-34. Holtmeyer over to Jackson. Zach to the free throw line, dribbles out of there. Back over to Brady Holtmeyer, who's been pretty quiet offensively here in the second half after having a big first half, Jeff.
Yeah, he had 10 in the first half, but only got 2 points via the free throw line here in the second half.
Kearney Catholic finally calls their first timeout of the basketball game with 4:50 to go. It is Donovan Trumbull 37, Kearney Catholic 34. You are listening to High School Basketball brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance.
Find a truckload of savings on the tires you need at CPI Mr. Tire. The Agra Radial 3 is a real performer that reduces fuel costs and downtime. The 480 ADR46 is on sale now for $1,500 installed. Call for current prices on tractor tires in the size you need, because if we don't have it and we can't get it, then they don't make it. CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
Some other girls' action earlier tonight. It was Kearney Catholic beating Donovan Trumbull 67-28. Amherst over Shelton 68-24. Arapahoe beat Axtell 57-41. Bruning Davenport Shickley, no problem with McCool Junction. Blue Hill rolled Harvard. Also in the area tonight, Eustis Farnham beat Medicine Valley. Giltner over Red Cloud. And Minden, no problem with St. Paul. He put up 83 tonight. 37-34, Donovan Trumbull at Jackson 3 off the screen from the top of the key is too strong, and the ball goes out of bounds in the corner. Slough made sure that nobody could get to it, and Donovan Trumbull will have the ball. So Kearney Catholic called a timeout and set up a screen play for a game-tying three. Didn't go that time. Haven't been a whole lot of threes, especially from the Stars tonight. Wilt Fong's hit a couple for Donovan Trumbull. He's got it right corner, drives, good bounce pass. Burr lays it up and in. They got to get Blake Holtmeyer in there. 39-34, and here he comes. But it's a five-point lead for Donovan Trumbull, equaling their biggest of the half. Brady Holtmeyer, top of the circle. Picks his dribble up on the elbow to Moore. Moore off the screen. Mestel for the three. Way off the mark that time, unfortunately, for Tyler Mestel. And the rebound brought down by Creighton Burr. And now Donovan Trumbull is in great position. They're going to spread it and make the Stars come out and man them up. 4 minutes to go, and they've got the ball with a five-point lead, 39-34. Great strategy here by Donovan Trumbull.
Yeah, especially with Blake Holtmeyer sitting there. They don't want to see him come in at all, so they're going to slow it down for sure, wait for the absolute perfect shot before they take it. Forcing Kearney Catholic to go out and play them.
Yeah, they're just trying to spread the floor, get Cook to the high post, and Burr to the low, and go with an up and under. And this time they reverse it into Cook, and he's fouled before he can get the shot. So instead of Cook going to Burr, Burr went into Cook. He's fouled by Zach Jackson. That'll just be the fifth foul, so they'll take it out underneath, and now Holtmeyer will come in, and Mestel will check out. But now if Donovan Trumbull, really, if they can just take care of the ball, they're in great shape now to win the game, even though they're only up five. Lob it into Burr. He's trying to back in on the double team. Kicks it out to Slough. And they'll just kick it back out top here. Lorenzo Williams holds it as the clock begins to tick down. 3:10 to go in the game. Wilt Fong, dribble penetration to the rack. Laid it up too strong. Then again, the Stars punch it out, but they punch it to Donovan. Instead of grabbing the ball, they punch it out. Slough's got it with 3 minutes. That's happened three or four times, especially when Holtmeyer came out. They just aren't as tall, and they are trying to punch the ball out there, and Donovan Trumbull's been getting them. 2:50 to go. Stars have a foul to give. Williams drives but has no intentions of shooting. Back out to Slough. Williams has it with 2:40 to go. Burr guarded by Brady Holtmeyer. Burr off the ball screen, backs him down, then kicks it out. Real conservative right now by the Cardinals. And Matt Moore is going to be called for a reach-in foul with 2:33 to go. Again, that's the sixth team foul. So a 1-1 coming up. Kearney Catholic hasn't generated a lot of turnovers right now, and they look pretty tired out there. Except for Holtmeyer, who has just come in a minute ago. And Slough to throw it in. Into Wilt Fong. 2:30 to go. Stars need a steal, and Donovan Trumbull needs to take care of the ball. See if they can work a layup out of this. Williams on the right wing. High 1-4. Cook hands it off. Wilt Fong drives, cut off by Brady Holtmeyer, swings it back over to Williams. The screen was set, but he didn't want the three. Now Williams is doubled. Underneath, Slough's wide open, and the layup is good. His first points of the game. And timeout called by Donovan Trumbull. It's a 6-0 run by the Cardinals with 2:09 remaining in the game. It is Donovan Trumbull 41, Kearney Catholic 34 here on Classic Hits. We'll be right back.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to prairieinet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Don't forget, at the end of the contest, the Misco Sports postgame show. But right now, Donovan Trumbull equaling their largest lead of the game, 41-34 with 2:09 to go. Kearney Catholic has the ball. They're going to have to execute every time on offense to catch up because Donovan Trumbull's done a good job of milking the clock. Brady Holtmeyer for three. It's no good. Offensive rebound. Jackson back up and in for Derek Jackson and a timeout by Kearney Catholic. They've got four. So now we're going to see a ton of this offensive, defensive switching. And a bucket there by the Stars, which they needed on an offensive putback, 41-36. Timeout brought to you by Joe Methy's Shelter Insurance of Kearney. But Donovan Trumbull has really controlled the pace of this game all night long here on their home court, Jeff.
Yeah, they've been just slowly passing along the perimeter, working their high-low game with Cook and Burr, waiting for that perfect shot. They've been doing a terrific job here in the fourth quarter, just especially when Holtmeyer was on the bench, just wasting the time, getting the perfect shot, and then when they did, they either drew a foul and got to the free throw line or got their buckets and a couple of timely threes there by Wilt Fong as well. So Donovan Trumbull doing very well. Kearney Catholic needs to do the same thing now and almost execute at 100% rate if they want to come back and win this game.
So now full court pressure. Both teams will be in the 1-1. Possession arrow is Kearney Catholic. Slough to try to get it in. Finally found Wilt Fong. It took him about 3.5 seconds. Mestel trying to poke it away. Wilt Fong dribbled it off his foot. Got it back to Cook in the front court. Kearney Catholic fans wanted to travel. Didn't get it. Now Creighton Burr has it. Minute 40 to go. He might not be a bad guy to foul. But they don't. The ball's tipped away. Now there's a free-for-all. And while there's a loose ball, a foul called on Kearney Catholic's Bryce James. And Jordan Slough will go to the line to shoot the 1-1. Free throws tonight for Donovan Trumbull. They've struggled a little bit, Jeff.
Yeah, just 2 of 11 so far tonight, Doug. Burr, not a bad guy to foul. He's made both of them. Two of 6 from the line. Slough, first time we'll see him at the line with that back. We'll see if that has any indication on his shooting tonight.
Slough missed one earlier in the first half, so he'll shoot one here.
Right. Yep.
And that one is too strong, and Burr just fighting to get the rebound. Tipped it out of bounds. Kearney Catholic will get to set it up here and throw it in. Donovan Trumbull is just going to put a little token pressure out of the backcourt, and they'll get it into Derek Jackson. 41-36 Cardinals, a minute and a half to go. Jackson into the front court, scored on the offensive putback. They clear it out for him on Jordan Slough to the baseline to Moore. Bounce pass backside, knocked away, loose. Jackson throws it up and in and draws the foul. A miracle shot as he was sandwiched by Cook and Burr. And Derek Jackson does it again. That was a two-hand throw up off the corner that found its way through and a chance to cut it to 2. Can't fault Donovan Trumbull. They had everything but the steal there.
Yeah, nice job there by Jackson just making up, getting a play and getting the bucket and transfer a three-point play here.
It's the fourth foul on Jordan Slough. The free throw is good. The Stars have scored 5 in a row. It's 41-39 Cardinals, 1:17 to go here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Into Lorenzo Williams and sprints up the floor, and Kearney Catholic's going to get called for a hand check, and probably a good thing they did because he was just getting ready to pass it to a wide-open Grady Cook under the hoop. That's the fourth foul on Bryce James. And each horn, multiple substitutions here. A 1-1 for Lorenzo Williams. Donovan Trumbull has struggled all night from the line. They need a couple. And the first free throw is up and in and out. No good. Rebound Brady Holtmeyer to Jackson, the hero here lately. Derek into the front court to Zach. A minute five to go to Blake Holtmeyer. Dribbles to the right side of the key, picks it up, throws it through to Brady on the left wing. Back up top, Blake's got some room in the paint, kicks it off. Jackson for the game tying shot, no good. Rebound tipped around. Jackson has it. That's Zach. Back to Derek. Stars have timeouts, but they're not going to use one. Backside Moore drives, blocked by Burr, and Burr grabs the loose ball. Here comes Donovan Trumbull. 40 seconds to go. Williams trying to go coast to coast, and then he tries to throw it to Cook, and it's stolen by Brady Holtmeyer. Kearney Catholic into the front court with 30 seconds to go. Each team had a chance there either to tie it or put it away, and finally the Stars will call timeout. 26 seconds to go, and Donovan Trumbull has not been able to score since going up 7, and Kearney Catholic a chance to tie or take the lead with a 3. 26 seconds left. Kearney Catholic ball, Donovan Trumbull leading 41-39.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Kearney.
Well, this has definitely been a game that has been full bore all the way, every second, and we're not done yet. Don't forget, when the game's over, the Nabisco Sports postgame show. Kearney Catholic has the possession arrow. Both teams are in the 1-1. Stars down 2 with the ball. 26 seconds to go, and here we go into Holtmeyer. Both teams have timeouts. Holtmeyer, pick and roll, tried to get it to Brady, deflected. Brady got it back on Burr, high off the glass, no good. Blake's over the back, he's fouled out of the game. Creighton Burr will go to the other end and shoot a 1-1. That was part of the plan. You could tell that Brady would go in with the left hand, throw it up off the glass, and Blake would circle back in for the offensive rebound, but Creighton Burr got in on him. Kearney Catholic complaining about the call, but that's a perfect call. That's the right call.
Yeah,
there's no doubt Blake Holtmeyer was over the back.
Good play call, and it looked like almost perfect execution. Blake Holtmeyer just goes over the back on Burr. Yeah, it was this close for Kearney Catholic. Now Burr from the line tonight, 2 of 6. See if he can ice the game away here. It's only a one-possession game, Doug.
17 seconds to go. They've missed the front end of both 1-1s. This is their last 1-1, and Creighton Burr a chance to make it a two-possession game. The first free throw, front end of the 1-1, on the way, and it's short, barely got there. Rebound, Matt Moore. Stars down 2, up to Jackson. It is Derek over to Zach. 10 seconds, back to Moore. Moore drives baseline on Williams. Back out. Oh, a timeout, Kearney Catholic, when Brady Holtmeyer hit a wide open 3 with only 5.5 seconds to go. Kearney Catholic got exactly the look that they wanted, but a timeout on the floor. We'll be back after this 30-second break.
Niccolo looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball toward the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside to Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds to Ernst. Leather to Niccolo. It's not good.
Cremosta, another 3. In and out, in and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosta.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
Now, Kearney Catholic, Jeff, saves their timeouts almost every game, and they should have saved that one.
Yeah, it was a perfect play call. Drive to the on the baseline, kicks it out for the wide-open 3. Coach Carlin just calls the timeout, thinking maybe he's having trouble on the baseline, doesn't see the kickoff pass. The 3 is made after the fact. You don't know if it would have went in, but from our angle, man, I think it was in. Probably shouldn't have used timeout.
Well, and now as we get ready to run the play, Donovan Trumbull is going to use a timeout. They saw Kearney Catholic set. We have 5.6 seconds on the clock here at Donovan. It's Donovan Trumbull 41, Kearney Catholic 39. Donovan Trumbull hasn't scored here over the last, what's it been, 3.5 minutes? because they got that lead out to 7 and then just really started to milk the clock here. Finally, Blake Holtmeyer came back in after missing the first 4.5 minutes with his fourth foul, and they had to commit a couple of fouls. Donovan Trumbull has had a chance to salt it away at the line or at least extend the lead, and they missed the front end of all three 1-and-1s. Kearney Catholic leading it or has never led it by more than one, and now they've got 5.5 seconds to do something. And again, Kearney Catholic still has a timeout here that they can use. Donovan Trumbull still has one that they can use. Stars will take it out on the side. That means they're in front of the Donovan Trumbull fans over here. And if there's a tie-up, it's Kearney Catholic ball. If there's a foul, it's a 1-and-1. It is Mestel, both Jackson's, Matt Moore, and Brady Holtmeyer to throw it in. Let's see as Creightonburg guards it, if they get it right back to Holtmeyer or if Mestel gets open for a three. They're trying to get it to Mestel for a three. He's got it. A quick three is up. It hit the front of the rim. No good. Donovan Trumbull gets the rebound and a foul with 2.4. It was a quick catch and shoot. It was right on line, but just short for Tyler Mestel. And we're not done yet. Creighton Burr, he would love to make this first one. 2.4 to go. And Burr to shoot two. He can end it here if he makes them. First free throw is on the way, and it is good. The Stars wanted him to miss that one and make the second one. And now, Kearney Catholic, if they get the rebound, they're going to call a timeout. We've already seen that indicated, but Burr can end it here. Free throw is up and in. Timeout, Kearney Catholic with 2.4 to go. All Steve Hartman has to do is keep his kids in front of his bench, and this game will be over. Timeout on the floor brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney. Coming up, the Misco Sports postgame show. We saw both teams, Jeff, over the last 2 minutes have a chance to take the lead, put it away, control it, depending which side you're on. Donovan Trumbull couldn't make any free throws until Burr hit those two. And after getting it to 41-39, Kearney Catholic could not find another bucket.
Yeah, and they had missed three straight 1-and-1 situations. Finally, Burr comes up, nails two big free throws to make it a 4-point game, pretty much ice this game away. We'd seen Kearney Catholic had to draw up a play or two. Looked like the execution was good. Maybe the backdoor pass was open on that last pass, but they wanted the three. Wasn't there. Burr with a big rebound. Both teams have had their opportunities tonight. And without Blake Holtmeyer, Kearney Catholic just hasn't been able to get those rebounds that they've needed. And Donovan has. And they've been able to finally ice this game away at the free throw line.
Well, again, Donovan Trumbull puts all their guys in the front court. All that can do is cause a foul on a three-pointer. And that's the only way Kearney Catholic can tie it. So they'll throw it in. The ball is stolen away by Lorenzo Williams. Back to Brady Holtmeyer. He throws it up, and that's the end of the game. The final score, Donovan Trumbull, 43, and Kearney Catholic, 39. Donovan Trumbull improves to 11-2. The Stars fall to 7-8. We've got all the numbers and a whole lot more on the Misco Sports Postgame Show coming up after this on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlantRiverPreps.com.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
With our producer-engineer Stacey Johns and Jeff Babel, Doug Duda back with you here at Donovan Trumbull. Again, we want to say a big thank you to Brent Brechner, the athletic director, and all the fine sponsors that allow us to be here in our Crossroads Ford broadcast booth yet again tonight. We've got more basketball coming up Thursday here on Classic Hits. Gibbon will be at Amherst for a doubleheader at 6 on ESPN 1460. Kearney Catholic's girls will host Seward. That's just girls. Varsity will be at 7 o'clock. Then Saturday, the Kearney Catholic boys are at Boys Town, and we will have that for you at 7 o'clock on ESPN 1460. This is the Bisco Sports Postgame Show, brought to you by your friends at Bisco's, keeping you geared up for the games for years and will continue to do so from their storefront location at Ord. You can get your game on at Bisco's Sports. So the girls' game, Kearney Catholic stayed undefeated with a 67-28 victory, and the boys' game, Donovan Trumbull stays in the race for the Lou Platte Conference regular season crown with a 43-39 victory. We'll get a chance to talk to the coaches. Jeff Fable's just finishing up the final stats of our basketball game, and we'll get to all of that in just a moment. Also, let's run down some of the earlier girls' scores. There were not very many competitive games in the area tonight. Amherst took care of Shelton 68-24. Arapahoe beat Axtell 57-41. Aurora over Fillmore Central 56-43. Bruny Davenport Shickley beat McCool Junction 63-10. Blue Hill over Harvard 76-12. State rated Ainsworth fell to Chambers Wheeler Central in double overtime tonight. Other girls' games, Columbus beat Elkhorn in overtime 50-44. Eustis Farnham over Medicine Valley 50-30. Giltner beat Red Cloud 57-17. Also tonight, games of area interest. Minden beat St. Paul 83-28. And let's slide down and see Silver Lake over Franklin 41-15. SEM beat Anselmo Myrna 47-31. Sutton, a big win over Ravenna 57-33 in tonight's girls' action. Jeff, if you're ready to take a look at Donovan's Trumbull side, let's go ahead and do that one here on the Misco Sports postgame show.
Thanks, Doug. They came away with a 43-39 victory, led, of course, who else but Creighton Burr, 18 points, 11 rebounds, another double-double for him. Struggled with the line, but he made it when it mattered. He finished 3 of 8 from the line tonight. Lorenzo Williams kind of had to run the offense now that Slough was hurt a little bit. He finished with 4 points, 5 rebounds. Grady Cook, 7 points and 5 rebounds. Riley Wiltfong, 12 points. All of which from the three-point line. He had 4 fouls for much of that second half, that 3 for much of the first half as well. Noah Keller did not get on the tally sheet, but he did have 3 big rebounds, as did Jordan Slough. So Donovan was 4 of 13 from the three-point line. Didn't take a lot of threes in that second half. Didn't need to as well. Struggled from the line. They finished 4 of 17, but at one point they were 1 of 13. So Donovan Trumbull definitely needs to work on the free throws, you would think. They finished with 10 turnovers after having 6 in the first half. So Donovan Trumbull with 43 points on the evening.
We'll take a break and look at Kearney Catholic's numbers and chat with the coaches right after this on the Misco Sports postgame show.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront at Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Going to Bowling is out for 3, good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint, little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a 3 and he hits the 3.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down on the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up and in.
Back on the Misco Sports postgame show, let's take a look at the final numbers now for Kearney Catholic, Jeff.
Kearney Catholic led by Brady Holtmeyer tonight. He had 12 points, 5 rebounds. Brother Blake fouled out of this game in the fourth quarter. Didn't have much from point-wise. He had 3 points, but he had 11 big rebounds, including a big block. Played great defense on Creighton Burr when he was in there. Tyler Mestel with 7 points, Matt Moore with 5, and Derek Jackson with 4 points offensively. The Stars were 2 of 11 from three-point land, 11 of 16 from the free throw line. They turned it over 5 times, but if you remember, they had 5 turnovers at halftime. So good job limiting their turnovers in the second half for the Stars. Just came up short in this one.
All right, we'll get a chance here to talk with the head boys basketball coach at Kearney Catholic in Scott Carlin as this long, long road trip got her way tonight. And we haven't even talked to Coach Hartman yet, which we will, but those boys are going to be sore tomorrow.
Yeah, you know, we're really going to be sore. Our guys really, I thought, attacked the rim. And the hats up to Donovan Trumbull. They were smart. The refs were letting you put a forearm right in the guy's ribs. I mean, Blake Holtmeyer's got two fist marks, he shows me at halftime, and he just kept going after it. And kind of stinks that I was dumb enough and called a timeout there at the end. And
but it comes down to, it's easier when the pressure's off, you know. Yeah. I'm sure it still would have went in, but there was a lot more that went on in this game besides that last 6 seconds. So you guys were down 7-0 right away, and it could have been danger zone time right there.
You know, we started out in a little press and then dropped back to a zone, and they just kind of kicked the crawfish out of that one. But we were able to right the ship and kind of settled some guys down. You know, we kind of had a flux of guys playing well, and then all of a sudden they struggle a little bit and they play well. So we kind of need some consistency from guys that playing solid at least. And that was part of our struggles, as we were trying to make every play at once instead of just saying, you know what, they're giving me this. Okay, now I can do this, slowing ourselves down, which makes it awfully tough.
Well, young Brady Holtmeyer took advantage of the pressure that was put on his brother Blake and some of the rest of the guys that you had out there. He had a very nice night tonight.
Yeah, you know, Brady is a pretty good ball player, as I think a lot of people are learning. And yesterday, it was funny. It was Blake versus Brady one-on-one after practice, and one scores, they're staring down the other one scores, so it's kind of a fun team. We feel bad for the guy. I've been in 8 of these, it seems like, where it's coming down nit and pick, and that we've got on the short side of. Had a couple that we've got, but, you know, we're learning. We down 7 again with about 2.5 left and battled back, cut it to 2 with about 25, and thought we had a drive, and Matt Moore gets landed on, and there's no call. Then Blake Holtmeyer comes flying in, and they call that one. So, I mean, what are you going to do?
Well, you take a look at the stretch that was key. Blake reaches in on a switch down here. Then they got Creighton Bird down on Brady. And everybody in the gym knows, uh-oh, doesn't matter, that's just a mismatch. Blake tries to get back down there, commits his fourth foul. You've got to set him down for a while. And Donovan Trumbull was smart, but even to an extreme, they really spread the floor, slowed it down, and worked their two big men, and that's how they got the lead back up to 7. That was a very key moment.
Yeah, you know, Coach Hartman did a great job with that, realizing, hey, they're going 5-7, 5-7, 5-7 across the baseline. We're going 6-5, 6-5 that can jump. And he really took advantage of those things. But I'm very proud of our guys, the way we battled. And I just think we kept coming back. And hopefully we can learn from this and come back on Saturday and get a win over Boys Town.
Yeah, that's probably going to be probably a little bit like this, only maybe a more, not quite as physical, but just as much tempo.
Yeah, you know, I would think Boys Town is going to look to get up and down. They're very athletic from what I've seen on them on film a little bit today. And, you know, they've always traditionally been athletic, and they're going to have the guys that can do that. And so they're going to work to be athletes and maybe push a little bit and bump and bang. But our guys, after the stretch run at St. Cecilia, Donovan, some of these guys, we're going to be used to it, I think. So we'll hopefully come out on top.
All right, Scotty, we'll let you get home and get a little rest here. And Randy will have the game Saturday on ESPN. So we'll see you next week.
All right, thanks, Doug. Thanks for all you do.
You bet, Scott Carlin. Tough one tonight. Very physical basketball game. The Stars fall by a score of 43-39. We'll talk with Coach Steve Hartman of Donovan Trumbull right after this.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from your home team, the Bank of Donovan. With full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Welcome back to high school basketball and the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits. Donovan Trumbull able to hold on for a 43-39 win over Kearney Catholic. Coach Steve Hartman joins us here. And Coach, it really seemed like you were running your tempo all night long. I don't want to say that you were necessarily in control the whole game, but you'll never led or trail by more than 1 point, and yet you had to fight the entire night just to get out of here with a 4-point win.
Oh, absolutely, and I knew it was going to be a dogfight. I was hoping that it wouldn't be, but I was pretty confident that it would be. They're athletic enough. They were going to give us fits on the defensive end, and I thought our kids guarded and stepped up and, you know, made them make some tough shots. we probably fouled a little bit more than, you know, needed be. I thought we, you know, they got a lot of opportunities at the free throw line. I'm not sure what they made, but they were 11 of 15. I see we were only 5 of 16, but again, that doesn't surprise me some nights either. So,
yeah, I mean, you brought it up. It almost cost you the game in the end, the free throw shooting.
Absolutely, and we spent a lot of time on it. I mean, you can't just beat a dead horse, though. So, you know, we've had nights where we've shot it pretty well, but if we shot free throws well, people probably wouldn't put 10 feet in the lane against us every night either. So we know that's coming. We'll just keep working at it and be patient enough that we're going to be in a lot of slugfests. And I'm telling you that I'm so proud of our kids. This 10-day stretch that we've been in, you know, we played at Ravenna a week ago Thursday, and it hasn't even been 2 weeks, and we've played a bunch of rated teams within that stretch. And
Gibbon, Adams Central, Kearney Catholic tonight, just for the fans that weren't aware of some of the teams that you played in there. And of course, an emotional game with Centura was mixed in there as well. But this one seemed to be more physical than the other ones. Do you agree? And was that your intent? Well, not that maybe you were the more physical team, because both teams were.
Well, I just thought they played some zone, and we were able to get to the boards. Riley hit some shots early, and we got him out of the zone, and I thought we'd be in pretty good shape against their man-to-man, but their quickness gave us some fits, and we didn't execute real well against it at times, but we just kept battling away on the defensive end and kept giving ourselves chances, and Riley getting in foul trouble was big. You know, he didn't play a whole lot of minutes, and we've got to figure out how to maintain offensively when he's out of the ball game, because that hurt us quite a bit tonight.
Fans want to know, we want to know, how much does Jordan Slough's back injury affect what's going on out there for your basketball team? He's still out there as a leader, running the point and getting the ball where it needs to be, and still playing pretty good defense, but you could tell there was a couple of times that he tweaked it out there and continued to fight through it. But how does that limit what you're doing?
Well, it hurts us on both ends. I mean, he's one of the best on-ball defenders in Class C, absolutely. And you know, in Nebraska, probably, when he locks down on somebody, he can really guard. And he can't get down the stance and do what he wants to do. And his scoring, he was scoring right at 9 a game before he got hurt. And right now, it doesn't feel like he can elevate and get to the rim. We're probably going to give him a few days off right now. We may hold him this week, the rest of this week, and see where we're at next week with Ord. We'd have until next Thursday with another good Ord basketball team. So, you know, you don't want to slip along the way, but we also know it's a long season and we've got some big basketball games coming up.
I know the coaches won't say it, but that's what the media guys for this long stretch. Starts tonight. Now a good stretch for you of being at home, and you don't want to overlook anybody, but there's no doubt the next couple of teams record-wise don't match up to the last 5 and 6 basketball teams that you played with Thayer Central and Superior coming in, but at least you get to be at home right now and maybe catch a little time at least being at home before the conference tournament with 3 more games.
Absolutely, and we feel this tonight was huge. You know, I just knew tonight was just getting to the top of the mountain. You know, one of those deals we'd climbed and we'd banged and we'd scratched and clawed, and we had one more little step to take tonight, and we were able to hold off and get a win. When we didn't, you know, do a lot of things right, but, you know, the ball goes in the hole, it makes a lot of things look better, and it did not go in the hole very well again tonight.
One final thought here. Both teams only had the one conference loss coming into tonight. This kind of puts you in the driver's seat with the win over Ravenna. If you do take care of business against the two sub-500 teams this weekend, you're going to be the number one seed for the conference tournament, it looks like.
Yeah, and that's an accomplishment in itself to be in this league. I mean, night in and night out, you are just you've got to strap it up and be ready to go. And to be able to get at least a bye, you know, one round there would help us tremendously. And we know we're going to get a good team, though. I mean, even at the 8, it may be Adams Central, Loup City.
Yeah.
So it isn't going to be an easy out by any means.
Of all the years to be the one.
Yeah, but yeah, absolutely.
It shows some great basketball, and I think it would also be the first time Donovan Trumbull would be the one since joining joining the conference. So, Coach, we will see you at that time. Get healed up, because we're looking forward to a great conference tournament here in a couple of weeks.
Thank you, Doug. We've appreciated having you cover us.
You bet, buddy. Good win tonight.
Thank you.
Steve Hartman, head coach, Donovan Trumbull. They win a tough one tonight, 43-39 over Kearney Catholic. We'll take a final break and wrap it up after this on the Bisco Sports Postgame Show.
Find a truckload of savings on the tires you need at CPI Mr. Tire. The Agra Radial 3 is a real performer that reduces fuel costs and downtime. The 480 ADR46 is on sale now for $1,500 installed. Call for current prices on tractor tires in the size you need, because if we don't have it and we can't get it, then they don't make it. CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of central Nebraska.
Doug Duda, Jeff Babel with you here as we wrap up our basketball coverage on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Donovan, Trumbull. There are a few boys' scores in. Anselmo Myrna beat SEM 53-17. Blue Hill over Harvard 58-28. Overton down Elwood 78-68 in some of the boys' action here tonight. But, Jeff, man, this one started off like an MMA fight, and it really didn't quit for all five rounds here. And it came down to the last shot of the game.
Yeah, and it was kind of back and forth, but Donovan was in control for most of the game. Kearney Catholic had a few leads, but it wasn't more than a point. It seemed to me like the matchups were when Wilt Fong went out with foul trouble, Kearney Catholic was able to get a few runs, and then when Holtmeyer was to go out with foul trouble, that's when Creighton Burr really stepped it up. He had 13 of his 18 in that second half with Blake on the bench, and so just a few more haymakers in the saddle there for Donovan Trumbull, able to connect on a few and win this one by four.
Well, that's going to wrap things up for you here tonight. Up next, Kearney Catholic is at Boys Town Saturday on ESPN Radio. They're at Gibbon 1 week from tonight. We'll also have that one for you on ESPN. Donovan Trumbull home this Thursday, I guess it is, would be the 23rd. That's Thayer Central. Friday comes in with Superior. You've been listening to the Bisco Sports Postgame Show. Bisco Sports taking care of all of our athletes for decades and will continue to do so with a great selection to choose from. You'll be better equipped for the games you play at Bisco Sports. Again, Thursday, Kearney Catholic Seward Girls on ESPN 1460. Gibbon and Amherst doubleheader here on Classic Hits. Don't forget Saturday, Kearney Catholic Boys at Boys Town on ESPN. And we will have the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Tournament finals between 2 and 2:30. From Kearney Catholic's Cope Gymnasium here on Classic Hits. In the girls' game, it was Donovan Trumbull falling at home to undefeated Kearney Catholic, 67-28. And in the boys' game, two free throws by Creighton Burr with 2.5 seconds to go, 43-39. Donovan Trumbull beats Kearney Catholic. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, and Jeff Babel, I'm Doug Duda saying thanks for listening to Lou Platt Conference Basketball here on Classic Hits.
The preceding was a presentation of KKPR and the KKPR Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at kkpr.com.